Hello, Audio Boo. It's Ian McKendrick, and I'm here down at the Four Networking meeting at King's Cross in London on a lovely overcast Wednesday morning. And I'm sitting with a really interesting chap called Steve Allott from a company called Electromind, who's going to share a pearl of wisdom with us. Stephen, tell us about your pearl of wisdom.
Certainly, Ian. Well, let me first of all take off my badge. I'll take off my label, because my pearl of wisdom is that you shouldn't judge people simply by the label. I work with people in Denmark that have autism, and whereas some people might think that is a disability and a condition that isn't going to make a contribution to society, this company in Denmark actually employs people with autism.
Wow.
They have great skills, they have good attention to detail, good memory, and they're very honest and high integrity, and they work very well. So you just really can't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge people by its label.
So this is all part and parcel of a charity effort, is it? Or is this something separate?
I'm doing this voluntarily at the moment, working with the National Autistic Society in London.
Yeah.
And in Scotland. And we're hoping that the Special People's Foundation in Denmark,
yeah,
is going to open up a similar company, a similar model in the UK later this year, and maybe take some of the 500,000 people that have autism in this country and under their wings, and train them and show them how to get real jobs in society, making a contribution to society, not living on benefits, and feeling valued, really.
Yeah, oh, that's brilliant. And what kind of work will these autistic people be doing?
They'll do things like software testing, so putting a computer system through its paces, maybe testing it on several different browsers,
yeah,
before it goes live. They'll do data entry. For instance, if a new company wants to capture a lot of customer records, they will be quite happy to sit there and type in the details from the paper records into the computer. And what's interesting is they don't make mistakes.
Well, okay, explain that a bit more for me.
They're just very accurate. They just seem to be able to...
Is this one of the traits of autism?
It seems to be one of the traits, that they're very accurate. And when they've finished, they'll tell you they've finished. If they finish early, they'll tell you they've finished early. If they've got a problem, they'll tell you they've got a problem. Now, in society, of course, being so honest doesn't always work so well in the corporate world. And they don't work in IT companies on their own. They work with what's called an enabling manager.
Right.
Someone who understands autism, understands the condition,
yeah,
understands the TLC, the tender loving care,
yeah,
that they need within the workplace.
Yeah.
And that enabling manager is not an IT specialist. They're specialists in autistic spectrum disorder.
Yeah, yeah.
The majority of people that are working in this company in Denmark have the milder form of autism known as Asperger's syndrome.
Okay, yes, I've heard of that.
People like Sir Isaac Newton,
yeah,
Einstein, and the Nobel Prize winning economist all had, we think, Asperger's syndrome.
Right, right.
So it's seen as an advantage. I mean, the talk that I do, the dandelion model, is always about, it's all about looking at things in a different way.
Right.
A dandelion is seen as a weed in your lawn.
Yeah.
But actually, you can use it to make wine, you can crush it up and use it to cure rheumatism.
And you can tell the time with it.
And you can probably tell the time with it.
Oh, that's brilliant. All right then, Stephen, I think what we'll do, we'll wrap it up there. So, have you got you were talking about this being in Denmark. Is this coming over to the UK? You were talking a little bit earlier about an event that you've got coming up in a day or so.
The event on Thursday is a celebration of my award as Fellow of the BCS. That's the Chartered IT Professional Society.
Yeah.
And that party, people are donating money,
yeah,
to National Autistic Society.
Okay, to raise funds.
To raise
awareness.
funds and raise awareness. And it's given me an idea that in my business life, my training, my consulting in IT, why not give a percentage of the proceeds of every event?
Oh, that's very good of you.
To the charity. And I've been fairly open with all these charities that, you know, if there are paid positions, if there are opportunities to work there,
yeah,
full-time or part-time, then I would do that.
Yeah,
It's obviously only a limited amount of free time you can give. You have to pay the bills in some way as well.
Brilliant. All right, well, we'll have to wrap it up there. Thank you very much indeed. And Audio Boo, Ian McKendrick, is over and out.